There has been, as you've been hearing, a major escalation in tensions in the Middle East, with both Israel and Hezbollah launching attacks on each other. Israel's military said it conducted preemptive strikes against targets in Lebanon after detecting plans for a significant attack by the militant group against Israel. Hezbollah said that it had started phase one of an attack when it fired hundreds of rockets and drones towards Israel to avenge the death of one of its top commanders, Fuad Shukr, who was killed by Israel. The group said today's operation had now been completed and accomplished. Well, earlier, spokesperson for the Israeli Defense Forces, Daniel Hagari, warned of wider consequences if attacks by Hezbollah continue.
Hezbollah's ongoing aggression risks dragging the people of Lebanon, the people of Israel, and the whole region into a wider escalation. Israel will not tolerate Hezbollah's attacks on our civilians. We're operating in self-defense from Hezbollah and any other enemy that joins in their attacks against us. And we are ready to do everything, everything we need to defend the people of Israel.
Well, we are joined now from Jerusalem by Alistair Bunkle, Middle East correspondent with Sky News. Alistair, good afternoon and thank you for joining us.
Good afternoon.
Can you give us the sequencing of what happened today and tell us about the casualties?
Sure. The IDF, with intelligence, whether it was just through them or with the United States, as some people are speculating, got wind that Hezbollah was going to carry out a major attack on Israel. The attack that they had been threatening for 3.5 weeks now, since the killing of one of their very senior commanders, Fuad Shukr, in Beirut. To preempt that, 100 Israeli fighter jets, who were already on high alert, many of those would have been in the skies anyway, but 100 fighter jets, that's a lot, carried out a wave of strikes, predominantly on southern Lebanon, but also elsewhere in the country, targeting, according to the IDF, 40 sites, which included missile launches, thousands of missile launches, they say. And it looks like they prevented what could have been a major attack on Israel, certainly on the north of the country, but most probably on Tel Aviv as well. Hezbollah then, sorry, I should add that Hezbollah, following that, minutes later, launched a few hundred drones and missiles into Israel, particularly focused on military bases.
And Hezbollah has described its attack as phase one. Does that indicate then that there is more to come?
On face value, yes, it does. But I don't think it's necessarily as straightforward as that for two reasons. Firstly, when they say phase one, they could be resorting back to the psychological warfare they've kind of played for the last 3.5 weeks. Keep Israel guessing. Keep Israelis on edge. Impact the economy, which they've done in a major way. So there could be a bit of that at play here. And secondly, I don't think we could assume, if there is a phase two, or phase three, we shouldn't assume that that would necessarily come from Hezbollah. Mm. Don't forget, Iran has threatened to attack Israel as well because of the killing of Ismail Haniyeh, the political leader of Hamas, in Tehran. Well, it could be that Hezbollah is one form of attack, the first phase of attack. Maybe Iran might get involved. Maybe they might use different proxies around the region. So I don't think we can be sure of what's going to happen.
What's known then, Alistair, about it, casualties from today's attacks?
Well, Israel says that the damage on their side was, quote, very little. It's still being assessed. I think we'll find that there's probably a bit more to come out about the damage that Israel suffered, although I don't think it was substantial. On the Lebanese side, on the Hezbollah side, there have been reports that some Hezbollah fighters have been killed in subsequent airstrikes, particularly over the last couple of hours, because Israel has continued to strike in southern Lebanon. They say that they targeted a terrorist cell in their description about 2 hours ago. So Hezbollah have suffered some casualties, but I think the main damage done to Hezbollah has been to their infrastructure.
And what's your assessment then of the impact of the attacks today? I mean, the fear had always been that Hezbollah's promised retaliation for the killing of its top commander might trigger a wider war. Does that risk remain today, or have these attacks been relatively controlled or contained?
they have been contained. I mean, let's imagine another scenario where Israel didn't have the intelligence that these attacks were about to happen. Some reports suggesting that the missile launchers were timed and primed to go off at 5 a.m. So let's imagine Hezbollah had managed to get off most or all of the missiles that they were intending. We could be sitting here now assessing serious damage across Israel, perhaps loss of life, thousands of rockets and drones having been fired into Israel. And I think if that had been the case, then we would probably be predicting a major response from Israel. Israel, in its actions this morning, have been pretty successful, to be honest. They, through whatever intelligence they had, spotted it coming, and they managed to thwart most of it. But we're by no means out of the woods yet. There are so many dynamics still at play. Firstly, whether or not Hezbollah has got a phase two or others are going to attack Israel. But you have the ongoing border problem of around 80,000 Israelis who are displaced from the border, Israel vowing to do what it takes to return them home, even if that would mean an invasion of southern Lebanon. And Hezbollah have vowed to continue striking Israel as long as Israel continues its war in Gaza.
Alistair, thank you very much for your analysis today. That's Alistair Bunkle, Middle East correspondent with Sky News, speaking to us from Jerusalem.